refinement is a great word for it because, yes, we want to continue to add net new. We want to build new. We want to offer new certifications and courses on topics. But as the catalog grows, we don't want to turn away from making sure that everything that is there continues to be relevant, accurate, applicable, right? Still actionable. And a key measure for us, every course you take, every certification comes with a survey at the end. And, you know, we hope and we look to the learners, the users, to supply the feedback on where refinement opportunities exist.
Welcome to Centricity, the podcast dedicated to helping emerging middle market companies pursue growth and bridge the gap between sales and marketing. In today's episode, our host, Will Riley, meets with Kevin Dunn of HubSpot to discuss the importance of micro-credentials and why you should start utilizing them as a B2B seller. If this is your first time listening, we encourage you to subscribe and leave a rating and review. We'd really appreciate it. Now, let's dive in.
Welcome back to Centricity. This is the podcast for C-suite executives who want practical, implementable, and repeatable insights to break through the barriers that hold back your sales and marketing performance. I am Will Riley. I'm the Director of Revenue Operations here at Fitzmartin. And today we have the honor and privilege to be sitting and interviewing Kevin Dunn. Kevin Dunn works for HubSpot. He's been in HubSpot for over 7 years. He's currently the senior manager of the HubSpot Academy and also the host of the Unfiltered podcast. So make sure and subscribe and listen to Kevin Unfiltered. Now, Kevin, one reason why we wanted to have you on today is not only with our partnership with HubSpot and just your amazing talent and roster to our podcast, but there's actually, from what we have read, a micro-credential trend in the United States. We read a recent survey that looked at more than 150 U.S. employers. 86% of those employers reported micro-credentials strengthens a candidate's job application, while 75% said micro-credentials improve an entry-level worker's performance. Why should that matter to us, and should we participate? When we look at our market and the listeners of the Align podcast, would love for you to share how the HubSpot Academy has grown and expanded, and how, even to what it is today, how it would be relevant to our listeners.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the intro and teeing me up. Obviously, psyched to be here, excited to talk about Academy and to your point, micro-credentials and the value they may have for individuals, but maybe businesses as well, right? So HubSpot Academy has been a part of HubSpot for a little over 10 years, and it's continued to receive investment from HubSpot because, to your point, there's value to extract and to realize from obviously free education, but also the credentialing that can be paired with that education, right? So I think to your question about why, right, it's important to teach folks, you know, the tools that they're asked to be using, the strategies to execute within those tools, right? The concepts, using the shared taxonomy and frameworks and principles, methodologies that, you know, have been validated and proven to bring success within those tools. But anyways, it's one thing to learn and to say you've learned, but I think the credentialing component actually carries through and can prove out and validate that you did learn those things, right? So it's, you know, yes, I've learned these things and here's the proof, right? I've memorized, I've been able to apply, right? I've been able to pull through, you know, proof there. And so that's been critical for HubSpot Academy, being able to allow folks to be assigned maybe by an employer or maybe self-select if, you know, they want to take their career any given way. Stacking those onto your resume, sure, it bolsters that, you know, a body like HubSpot has validated my ability to apply these concepts and these methodologies. And so, sure, that may bolster your candidacy for a role or for a function, could surface you to the top of candidates, you know, if you're one of the few that has those credentials. Certainly speeds up your ability to begin delivering value for that business, right? Maybe the onboarding, the ramp-up period is now shortened or decreased because you're coming in with all these pre-existing skill sets. And again, it also pulls through to business results as well. So fairly long-winded. Obviously, we care quite a bit about education and learning experiences, but the credentialing component, the validation component that we pair with it, immensely valuable and important.
That's great, Kevin. And I know we've really started with people maybe entering the job market or looking for that next position in their career. But and as you know, and as our listeners know, we're primarily in the B2B space And I think, and I may be wrong here, but sometimes I think when you look at credentials, it can feel like that's a brand new hire to the organization. But when you look at the content quality and what you guys are producing, I mean, is this for executives as well, or is this just for the coordinator that just started a couple of weeks ago?
The short answer is both, and we'll give a long answer here as well, but I would say both. I think you also had kind of asked where and how HubSpot Academy has grown over the years. And I would say, if you asked me that same question, maybe, I don't know, years ago, you know, it's probably more so for the junior employees, the folks that are being asked to execute particular tasks within a tool or strategies or, you know, things like that. But the catalog has grown in breadth, right? The diversity of topics that we aim to cover: sales, service, you know, delivery, marketing, obviously, and all marketing strategies, revenue operations, right? Platform and technical consulting. Like, the breadth of content that we offer has grown, as has the depth. And so the catalog, I would say, is big enough now today that there's pockets that are great for those that have to go execute tasks within, you know, HubSpot, let's say, or apply, you know, SEO best practices to their marketing strategy. But then I would also say that there's courses absolutely catered to and valuable for executives, right? If anything, understanding things like inbound marketing, inbound sales, right? The framing of those methodologies, the concepts, the things that plug into why is inbound marketing so valuable for businesses? We're not asking the executives to go build a content marketing plan, but kind of that shared verbiage, the shared taxonomy, and understanding of the principles behind the methodology can be incredibly important and valuable.
Yeah. And in that, Kevin, how does the HubSpot Academy, as a HubSpot partner, you know, our position sometimes is, oh, we need to go get a marketing course this month, or we need to go take a RevOps course, or
sure.
And we almost subjugate it by features within HubSpot. What if I'm a non-HubSpot user? I don't know why you would be, but if you're not, or maybe not familiar, or in that instance where the marketing team may own and have HubSpot and the executive may not be in the tool, how do you guys segment and how would you recommend segmenting that if you're trying to explore which channel, again, if you're not as familiar with the actual software itself?
No, it's fair to say that a lot of the strategies, the concepts, like the things we teach folks to be able to go do can be applied in HubSpot, right? There's absolutely a connection there. But a lot of our courses, definitely those that have like strategy, like the learning objectives on strategy, are meant to be product agnostic. Like, certainly there's a significant portion of our catalog of courses and certifications that are very specific to the HubSpot software. But that's only a portion of the catalog, right? Revenue operations, I think you had mentioned, sales enablement, content marketing, SEO, like a lot of these things, again, can be applied to HubSpot, but are not meant to only singularly be applied in, right? And so, yeah, I don't think you have to be a HubSpot customer to be able to take courses and certifications within HubSpot Academy, find courses that aren't singularly product specific to HubSpot. And, you know, if you were to go apply those strategies elsewhere, there's still an immense amount of learning and education that you can engage with and take from. And it's designed that way intentionally.
That's great. Well, and two, you know, Fitzmartin has been a HubSpot partner for over a decade at this point. So we have seen, I mean, can speak to the evolution of the Academy. And I think 10 years ago, it probably was the inbound certification initiative.
Yeah, that's definitely where we started.
And that was great. When you look at the inbound moniker, what that is and how that's grown and the impact, that is a dot on the timeline that will be forever impacted and ingrained in marketing and sales and service professionals. So we think you guys started and penetrated it so well. It's been amazing to see that grow. I think something for our listeners that I'd like to reiterate is that this isn't just a badge on your LinkedIn. And there actually is, we think, significant impact in just learning and not just taking it to the next job. But we know some executives or some companies that don't necessarily foster professional development or are trying to codify their culture into a unique way. How can this have a business impact, whether that is siloing and picking out a specific certification? But I would just imagine that there's absolutely business impact, and any executive should allow their team and teams pursue this type of learning. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would 100%. Certainly, it could be a badge on your LinkedIn. Maybe it should be, but there's so much more there, right? And so we want learners, right, individuals that engage with HubSpot Academy, like we want them to maximize their own career potential and impact. And we see that that pulls through for the company, right, to help accelerate, you know, their organizational success, right, their revenue generating activities. A lot of the concepts in HubSpot Academy, whether they're, you know, product agnostic strategies or like product specificity, like how to maximize your HubSpot instance, a lot of those things, it's proven. It's strategies that our own team or experts outside of the walls of Academy have tested, trialed, and validated as being effective strategies. And so, yeah, I mean, if you were to follow the playbooks that we teach in our courses and in our certifications, the idea is that the application of those concepts should in turn, you know, yield results for your business. A larger pool of marketable contacts, right? And leads generated. A more productive, effective sales organization, a tighter pipeline to manage, right? Actions that yield, you know, better customer relationships, right? Long-term customer engagements, retention and renewal of customers. And so, anywho, Will, to answer your question, yeah, I mean, the concepts, the frameworks, the strategies that we teach are proven frameworks and methodologies that we think pull through to business success, for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and can't name one off the top of my head, I'm sure you could, but a lot of them, whether it's SEO or maybe lead gen perspective, I mean, it is, you're role-playing your scenario. So you're really taking it from your perspective of, I have a lead generation problem, or I have an MQL to SQL handoff problem, or sales does not trust marketing. And I can't tell you how many times that we have put our client issues into the framework. And then we're able to create solutions that we think could solve that problem. If they, you know, our clients are coming to us as subject matter experts, and we absolutely are. And as a solution provider, I mean, we think, and I think if you interviewed anyone at FitzMartin, they would say that the HubSpot Academy has propelled us as an agency to provide better and more scalable solutions to our clients. I mean, that's a huge win for us. It's a huge win for our clients. And we're talking 45 minutes sometimes of time investment to just have that peer-reviewed, third-party researched topic. And then to how other businesses have applied that, I think sometimes it gets coined as, like I said, oh, I want to get the inbound certification for my LinkedIn. But you guys are talking about real problems from HubSpot clients, users of the software that are struggling in certain issues or maybe have barriers to growth. And sometimes they're not even in HubSpot. They're just successful business leaders. So I just wanted to talk there for a minute. I'm sure you have something to add to it. But yeah, I mean, it has enhanced our solutioning tenfold.
Well, that tees up, I think, a lot of the things that we're making, you know, like points of emphasis, intention on thinking about, you know, bringing these types of courses to market, right? And I think one of the big pieces, right, it's one thing to learn, but again, the success of this whole thing and the impact it can have on your business is it relies on the application of it, right? And so, you know, if somebody were to jump into Academy today, you know, content marketing, whatever course, we have some, you know, value-based selling, like demo certifications that partners can take. A lot of these come with workbooks and guides and things that, okay, based on what you're learning in these videos, what does that mean for your business? What are the challenge areas that you face in that regard? And so, you know, we're trying to make it as easy as possible and as seamless as possible for businesses to synthesize these videos, these learnings, and be able to directly apply them to their own unique challenges and goals. Because again, the application of these things is so critical. And then just quickly to another major point of emphasis for us, especially as, you know, we talk to agencies like yourself, but for any course, being able to pull in subject matter experts in real stories, right? Real testimonials, real examples, right? Of how folks have been able to apply these strategies and what it has meant for their business. It's one thing to hear HubSpot and say, hey, when you use HubSpot, HubSpot goes great, but don't just take it from us. You know, let's have a diverse range of perspectives, especially perspectives outside the walls of HubSpot, to help kind of supplement these learnings. And so proof, examples, testimonials, application, you know, that's a key component of these videos as well.
As data compliance laws become more stringent, many organizations will soon have non-compliant CRM data. Maybe you have insufficient first-party data, or you bought information from an improperly validated third party. However, you got it. Fixing it before the 2023 deadline should be a top priority. FitzMartin's Wake the Dead program takes dead CRM prospects and applies a behavioral science model to re-engage them into your pipeline. In this process, you can reclaim old prospects or delete old ones giving you a clean and compliant database with new opportunities from previously forgotten contacts. By retargeting with email and text automation, clients you might have considered dead or unresponsive will move forward and become potential prospects once again. For more information, check out the show notes or visit fitzmartin.com.
From a solution standpoint or other agency partners, how have you seen agencies evolve? I gave a couple of quick examples, but just feedback that you've gotten from agency partners, the several thousand that HubSpot has, are there some top use cases or best use cases of how those agencies were, I guess, designed this way and then listened to this course and then, rethought the solution? Do you have any examples to share on how yes, solution partners can best leverage the Academy or have leveraged the Academy?
Now, I wouldn't necessarily say this is agency specific. I think our partner network do a tremendous job, maybe lead the way at doing this, but it's not exclusive to partners and agencies. But letting the courses in Academy, letting the catalog of course and certifications within help simplify and streamline onboarding, right, in the development of your current team. So if I'm bringing in a new marketer, depending on their roles, responsibilities, their focus areas, we have lessons, courses, certifications that you can assign. They're self-paced on demand. And hopefully, right, that reduces the lift from your own team to have to either build those materials, right, present those materials, and then validate the, they've been able to synthesize, right, the exam piece. And so building out these sort of like role-based learning paths, right, for the key functions, the hires, the teams on your team, like leverage the Academy to do the heavy lifting, right? Because there's, a sizable catalog of stuff already there for you to use. And so I think partners do a tremendous job at that, but any business could, marketing, sales, right, et cetera, web development, right? We have a ton.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I think something that's probably a little more partner specific, so agency specific, but we're growing the catalog around like technical consulting and like platform consulting, right? As you can probably attest, HubSpot as a CRM platform is certainly growing, right? Functionality within, but the ecosystem around it is also growing significantly. And the number of apps and integration opportunities for customization and extensibility, right? Pulling in data and having it surfaced in a custom use case on a contact record, whatever it might be. And so I think partners approaching Academy either with that skill set in mind or looking to build that skill set, right? It's not just HubSpot mastery, but it's HubSpot ecosystem mastery. That's one use case that I think partners are thinking about. They should be emphasizing more and hopefully leveraging Academy to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd say, to share a couple examples that we have, we actually echo that. We have used the Academy and help leverage us from partner to partner relationships. So when we look at custom integrations and how the marketplace has grown, it really tasked us as an agency we need custom integration solutions for our clients. We have lost deals in the pipeline to a Salesforce partner or someone that has a full team of integrator consultants. And when you look at, we are the experts at not just HubSpot, but how the CRM can be leveraged to enable additional growth in the pipeline, and our positioning can oftentimes get lost in the sales cycle because we just didn't have the chops on the phone call or during the onboarding phase where we potentially could have won some additional deals had we had a partner solution there. So I think that really the Academy enabled us to find gaps in our sales process. And an agency sometimes can't be an agency to everything for a client. Some agencies just come in and just do HubSpot consulting or just do SEO or just do SEM paid search campaigns or whatever. And Fitzmartin, because we are so focused on the buyer's journey, we're from stage one, really more of the unaware market to a client to upselling, cross-selling strategies with their current clients. And when you go full funnel, we have to expand our staff, our resources, and the Academy allowed us to do that, to help find some particular gaps. But then to your point, we found other partners. So it was not an FTE or a part-time, it was actually a solution partner. So now because of the academy, we're able to scale significantly more than how we would have grown the team 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think it speaks to the micro-credential component at the beginning, in that when you have these badges that validate your ability to do X, it allows you to find the relationships of, well, who does have that? And maybe there's a partnership opportunity or something like that. Hell, we found a partner who's really, really well-versed in the HubSpot APIs, or, you know, complex custom development in the HubSpot CMS. And with the certifications, our credentialing, right, you're able to find those experts. And well, too, I mean, surely the concepts, the things that are discussed and taught in our courses can help identify gaps. Oh, wow, we didn't think about that component. We don't have that in our sales process. Maybe we should think about doing that. I think there's equal value in validating or seeing validation of the things you may already be doing, right? Oh, actually, wow, the revenue ops certification really talks about the importance of shared data, right? And having a holistic view of data across all of your teams. We do that. That's great. Like, that's all right. We should continue to do what works. So I think there's equal parts finding gaps in your own processes and operating models, but receiving validation on things maybe you already are doing, right? There's value in that too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. And, you know, too, on that note, we'll keep picking on that. Our onboarding for new clients that are interested in marketing automation, specifically HubSpot, has totally been transformed by the academy. It used to be, hey, after onboarding's completed, here's access to the academy. And based on client feedback and even optimizing our own products and solutions for our prospects and clients, we actually integrated in whether we're going to pick the best ones for you or not require, but ask that the client start that commitment as we're working with them. So we're really using the academy either in a sales or an organic fashion because our clients are, they need it. And the content is so good, they need it.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not unlike, I think we were talking about the value that academy could hold for executives, right? Folks that are fairly removed from the actual execution of some of these tasks, like marketing tasks, whatever. I think it's a similar value for the end client. Like, hey, listen, maybe you're not going to be the one, you've hired us to come in and build out, you know, a robust marketing strategy, and we'll prove out and we'll showcase the ROI there. But if you're just seeking to get on the same wavelength of like, what are the principles behind the strategy that we're telling you about, that we're about to go do, the terms, the measures of success for that, right? So again, it goes to that shared taxonomy thing for agencies to have their clients go seek out these certifications as well. At the end of the day, let's just share the same language on what we're looking to execute, right? From a marketing perspective, from a sales consultancy perspective, right, et cetera. So yeah, couldn't agree more with that idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, 2023, new year for you guys. I know roadmap, I'm sure you've already got the next couple of years mapped out for Academy, but what's next and what are you most excited? I know we talked a lot about how it's grown since you've been there, but what can we expect in future years to come?
Yeah, I think, you know, a couple of different things in flight. I think the first one that's worth calling out is just, we already do this, but we're trying to put our foot on the gas, localized experiences within the academy, right? And offering equitable education for folks that aren't primarily English speaking, or for folks that, you know, have Spanish or German set as their default language in their HubSpot instance. And so we've built out a team, we have the processes. And so you'll see through 2023 and beyond, just a growth in our course and certification catalog for languages outside of just English. And so that's a major point of emphasis for us. And then I think the second one is, we talked about a little bit, but technical education, or education for technical functions, right? Again, as we talk about HubSpot as a platform, the sophistication within, the opportunities for customization, right? We're going to build a catalog of education to support those types of functions. I think I've gotten the read that there tends to be a talent shortage. It's a complex talent market right now. We know that. But finding folks with that depth of knowledge of integrating with HubSpot via custom integrations on the HubSpot APIs, or what does HubSpot architecture look like to connect it bidirectionally with all your other systems, your, you know, proprietary system, whatever it might be, right? And so we're going to build a catalog of content to help grow those skill sets, or enable folks to build those skill sets, right? And so technical education, localization of our catalog. And then the third piece here, I would say, is bundling, sequencing, right? Curating learning paths, right? Hey, here are the courses you should take in the prescribed order based on those commonplace roles that we know exist at our customers and at our partners, right? What is business development? What does value-based selling look like? Here's the coursework, kind of that role-based learning path for you to send somebody on to build that, right? To build that function. So anywho, localization, technical education, role-based learning paths, major points of emphasis for us in 2023 and probably beyond.
That's amazing. I would have been fine with the first. So that's great to know. And yeah, especially on value-based selling, we're going to be really excited to see that and hear that. And you talk about refinement. It sounds like that content will really refine and challenge the way that we and others have been selling what we're worth.
And I would say this, refinement is a great word for it, because yes, we want to continue to add net new, right? We want to build new, we want to offer new certifications and courses on topics. But as the catalog grows, we don't want to turn away from making sure that everything that is there continues to be relevant, accurate, applicable, right? Still actionable. And a key measure for us on that, every course you take, every certification comes with a survey at the end. And, you know, we hope and we look to the learners, the users, to supply the feedback on where refinement opportunities exist. And so maybe it's a CTA for you too, Will, but anybody tuning in and taking Academy stuff, that learner feedback, that user feedback, it's important. It's very actionable for us and something we lean on for that refinement process. So please, please make sure you fill out those surveys at the end of each course.
Absolutely. And yeah, for any listeners that are either a HubSpot user or not a HubSpot user, FitzMartin has worked for the last decade in helping companies grow and scale through marketing automation. HubSpot is obviously our go-to and favorite, but sometimes may not fit within the ecosystem of a client. So we do offer marketing technology audits, custom onboarding, and ongoing consulting. So
if I'm a listener today, you know, whether you're a HubSpot customer or not, I think it's just important to note HubSpot Academy, all of the courses, a lot of the things we've been talking about today, it's a free sign up. So you can have access and go complete and then achieve and get rewarded the inbound certification, inbound marketing certification, right? For free. And so I would definitely suggest anybody tuning in to go sign up if they aren't already, navigate the catalog, find a course that may be relevant to the role you have today or maybe the role you want tomorrow, right? And then I think it's important to know too that there's an immensely valuable community built around HubSpot and HubSpot Academy. And so a lot of conversations, I know we've been talking about application, right, of concepts. A lot of these conversations happen in the HubSpot community. And so it's definitely worth seeing where other users and peers and learners are going to talk about these concepts and finding ways to collaborate and you know, find ways to apply them to their businesses, right? So the HubSpot community, HubSpot Academy, again, resources I think anybody and everybody should certainly check out. And then please know there's a number of modalities to consume this content. Not everyone loves self-paced on-demand videos. Maybe you put them at 100 speed, maybe you put them at 2x speed, whatever it is. But if you don't want to look at my face for hours, you could download slides. You can download transcripts so you can read. So know that, you know, we cater to a handful of different, you know, learning preferences. So make sure you take advantage of that. Again, whether you're in the middle of a course or thinking about starting one, that's worth noting. But anyways, the CTA, check it out, HubSpot Academy, free to sign up. We hope to see you in there.
That's great.
And then if folks want to follow up with me, obviously love talking about HubSpot Academy, our roadmap, the things that we're doing, learnings along the way, or if you just want to riff on HubSpot, I mean, Twitter, Kevin_Dunn. I think I'm on LinkedIn as @HubSpotKevin. You know, you can just pull me up there. And then I think, Will, you help me with this one. So I'll follow up with the shameless plug. The Agency Unfiltered podcast episodes are released weekly. We interview agencies, you know, services providers from around the world, not unlike, you know, Will, your team. And, you know, we talk about operations and things that they've been able to codify, processes, updates to go-to-market strategies, right? Things that they've actioned to help growth and scale. So definitely worth checking out Agency Unfiltered and any podcast app, whatever podcast app you prefer. Hopefully we're on there.
Awesome. Kevin, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. Our Centricity listeners, thank you so much for tuning in and hope that you learned something around how the HubSpot Academy could help propel your business as you're looking to unlock additional revenue through breaking through these barriers and learning how to actually practically do that. We couldn't think of a better resource than the HubSpot Academy. And again, Kevin, thank you for sharing some great practical next steps for executives, agencies, and partners alike, and how to leverage this for their business goals.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, it's been a pleasure, man. Thanks so much.
We sure appreciate you listening today. If you would like to get in contact with today's guest or stay in touch with us, visit our show notes. Additionally, to get the latest strategies for the alignment between marketing and sales, visit fitzmartin.com. As a reminder, if you have found value in today's episode, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, thanks for listening.